Blog Talk Radio. Exalted means to hold high. in regard. That means to be held high in regard. I have read to you in its entirety Psalms 47. Let's have a quick word of prayer before we start our reading for today. Heavenly Father God, you are awesome. You are outstanding, extremely good, and excellent. Thank you. Thank you for loving us, your sheep. And as always, thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan. We sheep also thank you for giving us sane mind, good health, love, courage, family, education, wealth, and prosperity in all things. We pray this prayer in your son's name. Amen and amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Thank you for listening. Welcome. Happy Sabbath, everybody. This is the only biblical day of the week. The Bible says we sheep are to keep holy and rest. And I really want you all to try it. All those who have the courage to listen to my program that God has allowed me to have through Blog Talk Radio, I want you to designate this day for your family. Sabbath starts Friday evening sundown, and it ends Saturday evening sundown. This is what I want you to do with your families, or if you are alone, you do it by yourself. Start on Friday evening. That is going to be your time for rest and relaxation. You pray to God. If your children have homework, you make sure you turn that TV off. You take all the cell phones on there, electronic gadgets that God has blessed you to purchase for them. Make sure they do their homework. If three or four of them, you give them 2 or 3 hours to do their homework, then you want to check it. You want sit each one of them down, say, okay, you explain this to me, your homework. And you go over it, look, all of them listening, and they're all learning from each other. And when we are finished with one, okay, start with the next one. After you finish with that one, you go to the baby. And after he finishes with his, then you turn the TV on. You let them have their gadgets once you are satisfied. And from Friday sundown to Saturday sundown, you keep their gadgets, their electronic gadgets, and you tell your family and friends, listen, we are going to observe the Sabbath day. If there is no emergency, do not contact my family because we are going to observe the Sabbath. And I want you to compare. If you feel at rest, good. And do it from that time until the end of your life because you are earning, you are being obedient to God by keeping the Sabbath day. I don't know why people just won't follow it. I find it extremely helpful to me. Now, today's reading is going to be from the book of Numbers that's in the Old Testament. I think that's the fourth book written by Moses, you know. They say the first 5 books are the Torah. they're written by Moses. And Numbers is one of the four books. We're going to read and starting at chapter 17. I mentioned as I finished reading about Korah's rebellion last week that the reading of the budding of Aaron's rod. You may have read through that before, but I want to read through it again. But first, before I do that, I want to go over a little bit about Korah's rebellion and what it says. If you turn to Numbers chapter 16, we'll start reading over verse 3. That's where I want to go. And it says, they gathered together against Moses and Aaron and said to them, you take too much upon yourselves, for all the congregation is holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Why then do you exalt yourselves above the congregation of the Lord? And so, exalt means to hold yourself high esteem or over people. And so, the grumbling and the mumbling kept on going. And if you start reading at verse 11, it says, therefore, you and all your company are gathered together against the Lord. This is what Moses is saying. And what is Aaron that you murmur against him? They're grumbling. And if you read on down, you said, verse 12 says that, and Moses sent to call Dathan, Abiram, the son of Eliab. But they said, we will not come up. And I started laughing when I read that. And verse 13 says, is it a small thing that you have brought us up out of the land flowing with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness, that you should keep acting like a prince over us? And see, that's where the rebellion was. They were jealous. They did not want Moses and Aaron telling them, thus says the Lord, this and that. And let's read on down to verse 14. It says, moreover, you have not brought us into the land flowing with milk and honey, nor given us inheritance of fields and vineyards. Will you put out the eyes of these men? We will not come up. And I had to laugh about that because he knew he was right. Something was going to happen. And if you turn over to let's see. I'll start reading at verse 29 to about verse 32. Verse 29, Numbers 16. It says, if these men die naturally, this is Moses talking. It says, if these men die naturally, like all men, or if they are visited by the common face of all men, then the Lord has not sent me. But if the Lord creates a new thing, and the earth opens its mouth and swallows them up with all that belongs to them, and they go down into the pit meaning hell or the grave, then you will understand that these men have rejected the Lord. Then it came to pass, as he finished speaking all those words, that the ground split apart under them, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up with their households and all the men with Korah. after I read that, I said to myself in Psalms 105, do not touch God's anointed. When God actually calls people, and some people really are doing his will. And I'm one of them, because I had no vision of me ever doing what I do. And I rejected from doing this reading or feeding God's sheep, as he told me many, many years ago. And I did not understand it. I said, well, God, if you want me to feed your sheep, you must tell me. And maybe 7 or 8 years later, I was tired. I said, I'm going out to the bar. He hasn't told me. I asked him if I'm supposed to feed his sheep, make it plain and clear to me. And I tell you, sheep, right before the weekend that I had decided that I was going to go out and play, you know, go to the bar and have me a good time, he gave me a dream saying, minister unto the people. And I said, oh, I got up out of my bed. I watched a movie. I went back to bed because I had to be to work at 7:30. Went back to bed right around daybreak. And I fell right back into that dream where it says, minister to the people. Fear not, I'm with you. I got up. And I sat in my lazy boy, waiting for my alarm clock to go off. But nonetheless, yeah, I'm trying to say that a lot of people doing God's will, you may not appreciate or like what they say, but they're doing what God has told them to do to the best of their ability. And to you should not touch God's anointed. That's the point I'm trying to get to. Plus, with Korah's rebellion, those people did not want Moses and Aaron to tell them to do this and to do that, when they were just being obedient to God. Now, I want you to also read in Numbers 26, verses 10 through 11. It will tell you that Korah's children did not die. So all of his children did not die. And that's where you get some of his children wrote Psalms. The Psalms 47 that I read this morning is written by the children of Korah. Now, let's start reading about the budding of Aaron's rod. You'll find that in Numbers chapter 17. Let us read together. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, and get from them a rod from each father's house. The children of Israel were still complaining, even after the earth had opened up and swallowed many of them. Also, I should say, going back to Numbers chapter 16, that in verse 41, on the next day, after he had swallowed up all those people that were with Aaron, 250 bulls that were with Korah, the next day those people were still murmuring, complaining. You know, some, you just can't please some people. And so, excuse me, I'm going back to verse 46 of chapter 16. Well, maybe verse 42. And it said, now it happened when the congregation had gathered against Moses and Aaron that they turned towards the tabernacle of meeting, and suddenly a cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared. Then Moses and Aaron came before the tabernacle of meeting, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, get away from among this people, this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. And Moses, and they fell on their faces, Moses and Aaron. Moses said to Aaron, take a censer, fill it with fire from the altar, put incense in it, and take it quickly to the congregation to make atonement for them. For wrath has gone out from the Lord. The plague has begun. Then Aaron took it as Moses commanded and ran to the midst of the congregation. And already the plague had begun among the people. So he put the incense in the censer and made an atonement for the people. And he stood between the dead and the living. So the plague was stopped. So those people were still complaining. And the budding of Aaron's rod is the finishing touch. So let's start reading again chapter 17. And I pray that God will allow me to read it in its entirety. Let's read Numbers chapter 17. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel and get from them a rod each from each father's house and their leaders according to their father's houses. 12 rods. Write the names of the rod, and you shall write Aaron's name on the rod of Levi, for there shall be one rod for the head of each father's house. Now, to get those names, I am going to turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 7. And I'm going to give those names to you quickly. Those 12 names, if I miss one, you go back to Revelation. Well, I always say Revelations when I should not. It's Revelation, R-E-V-E-L-A-T-I-O-N. First name, Judah, Reuben, and I'm in Revelation chapter 7. Judah, Reuben, Gad, Asher, Naphtali, Manasseh, Simeon, Levi, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, and Benjamin. Those are the 12 names. Now, let's get back to our reading. We're going to pick up at verse 4. Then you shall place them, talking about the rods, in the tabernacle of meeting before the testimony where I meet with you. And it shall be that the rods of the man whom I choose will blossom. Thus I will rid myself of the murmuring of the children of Israel, which they murmur against you. So Moses spoke to the children of Israel, and each of their leaders gave them a rod apiece, for each leader according to their father's houses. 12 rods, and the rod of Aaron was among their rods. And Moses placed the rods before the Lord in the tabernacle of witnesses. Well, sometimes it says tabernacle of meeting, but this says the tabernacle of witnesses. Verse 8. Now it came to pass on the next day that Moses went into the tabernacle of witnesses, and behold, the rod of Aaron of the house of Levi had sprouted. Sprouted means to grow. And put forth buds, had produced blossoms, and yielded ripe almonds. Verse 9. Then Moses brought out all of the rods from before the Lord to the children of Israel, and they looked. And each man took his rod. And the Lord said to Moses, bring Aaron's rod back before the testimony to be kept as a sign against rebels. And rebels are those who resist. And I have been called a rebel in my time. One of my co-workers used to call me a rebel. But that's not, that's behind me. Let's continue to read. Let's start reading again at verse 10. We're in chapter 17, verse 10. It says, "And the Lord said to Moses, bring Aaron's rod before the testimony to be kept as a sign against the rebels, that you may put their murmuring away from me, lest they die." And less means to avoid a risk. And he says, lest they die. So he's trying to avoid the risk of death. Verse 11, Thus did Moses, just as the Lord had commanded him. He did. And the children of Israel spoke to Moses, saying, surely we die, we perish. We all perish. Whoever even comes near the tabernacle of the Lord must die. Surely we utterly die. Well, thank you for listening to my reading of the budding of Aaron's rod. Now, I know many of you can read much better than I. You go over this and read it for yourself. And I encourage each one of you to read the Bible. Since I began reading this Bible about a year and a half ago, I have learned a lot more than being in the church for over 40 years. So follow me or listen to me. Perhaps we're all learning something. Now, I heard a pastor last week on a program talking about you don't have to say if it's God's will. Well, I happen to disagree. I want you to turn to James chapter 4, verse 15. I end my closing prayers. If it's God's will, I will be with you next time. And right now, I'm trying to find James chapter 4 so that I can read it to you. James chapter 4, verse 15, it reads, "Instead, you ought to say, if it's the Lord's will, we shall live and do this or that." That's where I get that from. Now, let us have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we say thank you for all the things that you do for us, especially your constant protection from the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from all evil. Thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and forgiving us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And I pray that prayer in Jesus' name, amen. In your son's name. Remember, take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And if it is God's will, I'll see you next time.
Cause Jesus down. And I know he lies forever in my heart. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause he lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is love. He won't let you down. My heart helps me.